churches have had exemptions, not just from rates and property taxes, but from taxes on businesses that they run in competition to their parishioners. And we've had that privilege for a long, long time. And those laws were brought in back in the days when most people went to church, and churches, in fact, dominated parliaments. Now, only one person in every 10 goes to church in any way regularly. Churches can't expect the rest of the nation to carry them with some sort of subsidy. I'm one church person who's prepared to put more money in the plate to pay for the rates and taxes we should pay, because we've now got no legitimate right to claim those exemptions at the expense of the rest of the community, who feel they should not be subsidising my religion because I happen to want to go to church.
But, Everald, churches aren't set up as profit-driven, money-making businesses. Would they survive without those exemptions?
Well, they're going to have to. I mean, if we believe that we're good followers of Jesus Christ, that we want to spread his message, we will pay the price of doing that. And I think it's time we face up to the fact that we've had a very free and easy ride. We now need to make sure that we treat everyone in the community fairly, and churches are the people who should. So as an elder of the church, I'm saying to my church, it's time we paid our way in every aspect, and in doing that, that'll stir us up to invest a bit more in the faith instead of having an easy ride.
Have you spoken to any other elders or leaders in your church?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Some want to kill me and some think I'm on the right way.
What is your sense, though? Is this a realistic proposition, or are you just trying to provoke conversation?
I'm going to try and make it a realistic proposition, and I believe that there are enough honest and decent people in churches to make it a realistic proposition.